Hey there, friends. Welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. Our purpose is to show that the Bible is relevant to your life every single day. And we're glad you joined us here for the conversation as we examine the book of 1 Thessalonians and learn about turning the world upside down. Let's hear what Kurt has to say.
And welcome back, my friends, to yet another conversation in the book of the Bible that we're calling, well, we're not calling it, it is called 1 Thessalonians. And what a great little power-packed book it is. It's been my privilege several times in my pastoral ministry to preach through the book of 1 Thessalonians. And it's a great book for new believers because it's a book in the Bible where the Apostle Paul is writing a group of people who have not been saved for a long period of time. But Jeremy, they have grown in grace so quickly because discipleship back in Paul's day was a little bit different than just spending 30 minutes a week in some curriculum with somebody in the church. Discipleship was an ongoing, day-by-day, 24/7 process. So people were ramping up a lot more quickly than they do nowadays.
When you live in a village, it's life with each other all the time. And so it's the context that Paul's talking about. They're there all the time. They follow you. They're sitting there. They're listening to you. And so, yeah, it's...
And it's not that Thessalonica was a village, my friends, but the fact is they're not distracted by media and sitting. And we've created a culture of isolation in the Western world, where everyone can go to their bunker and get on their device. I mean, they can even be in public and be totally isolated. And yet in Bible days, and as Jeremy referenced here in Vanuatu, where they're not encumbered with the media like we are in the Western world, you know, the relationships and conversations are the warp and woof of their daily living.
Yeah.
So let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. We're going to finish the chapter today, Lord willing. Verses 17 through 20 kind of completes the chapter. The Bible says, "But we, brethren, being taken from you for a short time in presence, not in heart, endeavored the more abundantly..." I'm struggling, my friends, reading this. When you're 53, I tell you what, your eyesight just goes. "But endeavored the more abundantly to see your face with great desire. Wherefore, we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For ye are our glory and joy." Wow. We've spent an entire chapter, Jeremy, talking about how God uses people to help people. Having the mindset of a nursing mother, having the mindset of a loving father, all the things we've talked about. And now the Apostle Paul comes back to the relationship. Hey, here's what is important to us. Here's the way we measure ministry.
I think you've probably heard this statement made before, or this joke that people say, you know what, I love ministry, it's just the people, you know, if it wasn't for people. And, you know, when you hear a statement like that, I know it's a bit of a joke or a tongue in cheek, but I mean, reality, the Apostle Paul would say, I love people. I mean, the ministry stuff, that's a lot of work, but it's the people. I love the people. It's an incredible, I mean, as you read through that passage and he says, you know what, the crown, the glory, it's going to be people. That the people that are going to be there in glory for eternity, and realizing that I get a small amount of time. I mean, for Paul, it's possibly 3 weeks. For us, we have a small amount of time to invest in people, in the souls that God brings into our lives. And I think, I don't know about for yourself, but for myself in Vanuatu, I don't know how long I'm going to be there. As we hike into villages, we might be there for a few weeks. We might just be there for a few days. I don't know when the next opportunity I'm going to get to get on a truck and hike up, you know, 5, 6, 7 hours into that village community and spend time with those people. But understanding that I got to invest, I'm investing in these people's lives because these are the thing that is going to be eternal.
Oh, that's so good. So let's take those four verses and just back up and let's take your theme, because I totally agree with you that it's people. The ministry is people. And in verse 17, he said, we brethren, being taken from you for a short time in presence. So being taken from you. Hey, we didn't want to leave. Mm. Humanly speaking, we wish we were still there. Remember in Acts 17, the crowd came, the riot ensued. They were chased out of town. Sometimes through circumstances, not of our choosing, you know, God moves us on. Sometimes it's through persecution. We see that in Acts chapter 8, verses 1 through 3. Sometimes God redirects people, as he did for Philip, and led him down to that Ethiopian eunuch. But the Apostle Paul said, I just want you to know that our desire, my desire is to be with you. I like what he said to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1, when he said, I want to see you again and be filled with joy when I'm in your presence again. I love that heart. He was fighting for people time. He was fighting for face time. That's a wonderful thing. And I wonder, I guess my question to you in ministry is, are you trying to find ways to get away from people? Or are you trying to find ways to spend time with people? Because the Apostle Paul saw the essentiality of spending time with people.
I think just in my short opportunities that God given me to spend with you, Pastor Skelly, and ride in your car and go to restaurants together and things, and those opportunities God's given us, something that I appreciate about your ministry and about you is that you see people everywhere, because people are ministry. So that lady that's waiting your table, she's a person, she's a people. That's a people right there. Mm. And so often we can get into the mindset of the world that, no, this is a waiter. They're getting paid. They need to do their job. You know, they need to, and we can start treating people like they're something else.
Like they're scenery.
They're scenery. They're not people. And especially for, you know, missionaries out there, missionaries can get very focused and zoned in on their country. You know, I could be just all about Vanuatu, and I think I ought to be because that's where God's put me. But understanding that when I leave Vanuatu, and there's been times of sickness where we've had to leave the country for a certain time, and rather than just sitting on our hands and going, oh, I'm not with the people God wanted me to put, you know, God called me to be, understanding that they're still in our heart, but guess what? There's people around us right now as well. And that was Paul's life. Everywhere there were people, you saw Paul investing, get involved, trying to reach out.
That's so good. Verse 18. Wherefore, we would have come unto you. Hey, here's what we would have done. If we had the power to do this, if we controlled the circumstance, we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again. There was more than one opportunity that we we had the plane ticket purchased, you know, so to speak. We had our bags packed once and again, but Satan hindered us. And it's interesting how the Apostle Paul now inserts the reality of spiritual warfare, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And the devil, a very real person with very real forces at his disposal, will do everything that he can to hinder the discipleship process, to hinder the fertilization of the gospel. And the Apostle Paul said, I want to be aware of that. I want to be aware that there's a real enemy that we're fighting.
Mm. And I think it's once again, you know, the Apostle Paul realizing that this was an attack of the devil that was preventing them to be with these people. And, you know, and this is, again, it's another hard thing of ministry, is there are times where God will close the door and you need to go, okay, this is, and there are times where you go, no, this is something else.
This is a
satanic hindrance that has prevented this. And I just love the fact that, again, like a caring mother, like a caring father, Paul is saying, hey, we want to be with you guys. I mean, maybe they're feeling a little bit like, hey, Paul's spending this time with everybody else. Why hasn't he come back yet? Hey, we wish we could be with you. And the heart of a pastor, the heart of a Christian, the heart of those ministering ought to be, man, I wish I could spend more time with you. I wish I could get alongside you. But right now, we've been prevented to do that. And it just can't happen.
But there wasn't a spirit of defeat in the Apostle Paul. It was the spirit really of the Apostle John when the thought, the overriding attitude is, no, greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. The devil has power, no doubt. The devil will wield that power to hinder the gospel, for sure. But ultimately, we know that God is in control. We know that we're on the winning side. So there's an air of victory and of upbeat encouragement in the tone of the Apostle Paul. We see that in verse 19, where he says, what is our hope? In other words, what is our confidence? What is our joy, our crown of rejoicing? Then he gives the answer to his own question. Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? So I don't know if you remember, listeners, that I mentioned that one of the themes of the book of 1 Thessalonians is the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. They had some question marks about when Jesus is coming and what happens to people that die before he comes. And we're going to talk about that in chapter 4. So here again, the Apostle Paul says, here's my perspective. In this world of ours, we're going to face satanic hindrance. In this world of ours, we're going to have some speed bumps along the way and some things that happen that are outside of our control that we say, ah, but hey, the big thing that I'm keeping in mind is the investments we make in people are eternal. And one day I'm going to be so glad at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, at the day of final victory, to know that I invested in people and you are the reason for my ministry. It's not going to be about the money I made or the places I visited or the buildings we built or the fame that I enjoyed, any of that. It's going to be about the people whom I reached and whom I invested.
Well, I think about as this letter was being read, you know, they finally got message back from Paul. They're finally going to hear from him. And you think as you read through, for what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing, question mark, and they're probably thinking, Is it, you know, we have this invite where you ask a question, everyone gets scared. They don't want to answer the question because they don't want to get it wrong. Is it Jesus? Is it God? Is it the word of God? And then boom, he nails them with, are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ who's coming? And just think of them just sitting there and just absorbing that and going, what? Where the rejoicing of Paul? Where what's going to bring joy and rejoicing and that crown and you know, once again, getting back to what the heart of what God's called us to do. He's called us to find our joy, our rejoicing in the people, the message that is reaching these people and changing their lives.
And lest there be any doubt about what he meant, I love the very pithy verse 20, which is the last verse in the chapter, where he says, for ye are our glory and joy. It's you. Listen, lest there be any mistake about this. It's you're what brings us. You're why we're doing what we're doing.
It's not the building.
It's all about the graphics. It's about people.
It's about the people.
It really is.
Yeah.
And I love how the Apostle John said it when he said, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children, and those are the people in whom he had invested, the people that he had taught, he had discipled, that our children walk in truth. That's what brings me the most satisfaction. So I guess my question to all of us today would be, you know, where is your ministry focus? Sometimes we can be focused upon our own faithfulness. You know, I've not missed my Sunday school class for the last 74 Sundays in a row, or your own ministry ability or skill set or knowledge base. And while there's a place for all of that, really, at the end of the day, it's about the people whom you serve.
I think about in Vanuatu, when an old man is reaching, you know, close to the end of his life, all of his family gather around to hear what last words he's going to say, what he's going to impart. And as an old man who's about to leave this earth, he looks around and sees his family, his children, his, you know, his inheritance, and looks at them and thinks, that's my joy. My joy is you.
This is the sum total of my life.
This is the sum total of my life. And Paul is saying, it's you. You're the thing that as I'm an old man and as I'm about to close my weary eyes, it's you. And for those of us out there that are thinking like, does God really care about me? Does he really love me? You know, to be able to hear something like that from God and also from the servant of God who says, it's you. You're the reason we're doing all this.
And that same attitude, my friends, that the Apostle Paul had about people whom he was serving, and the same attitude that some of you have about the people whom you're serving, please know, guys, that's just a small token of the attitude that our God has toward us. We are the apple of his eye. He loves us. He sent his son to die for us. He has eternity planned for us. What a great and encouraging thought to end chapter 2. You've been a blessing, my friends. Thanks for joining us on this journey, and I pray that you have a great and godly day. God bless you, my friends.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If everyday truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.